This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Almost heaven.
Almost heaven. West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains. Shenandoah River.
Joseph Watson is set to take over. And what a powerful broadcast we just had. What a great crew we've got. What an amazing time to be alive. I want listeners to understand something. Everything you've done keeping us on air for decades has been incredible. But it's like having a woman 8.5 months pregnant. If she decides to abort that baby at 8.5 months in America, it's still legal as hell. Doesn't mean it's right. And InfoWars is 8.5 months pregnant. Everything we've done, every show I've done, every guest I've had, every caller, everything you've done supporting us and spreading the word and keeping us on air brought us to being 8.5 months pregnant right now. Hell, we're more like 8 months, 29 days pregnant. I mean, we are, everything we've done is now bearing fruit. Everything we've done, you did, is now having a giant effect, and that's not hype. Hell, I've never seen anything in my life that's delivered like InfoWars. But you delivered. You did this. And now our most important work is at hand. I look at decades of work. It was nothing compared to what we do in a week now. We are hitting on all cylinders, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the moment we were born for. We are winning right now, despite all the death and all the obstacles and all the casualties. We are still where God wants us to be. So I'm going to tell you again, support our local AM&FM affiliates. Spread the links from InfoWars.com. Share the links from Band.video. Share the links from the backup sites like BlackPill.news that takes you to Harrison Smith's channel, Owen's War Room. The point is, history's happening now. Have courage. Stand up and take action. Because I'll tell you, there really is no courage in that. It seems like it takes courage to fight evil, but the courage would be to just sit there and let evil take over mindlessly and let it beat you. What I do is not through courage. It's through self-preservation and instinct and spirit to fight hard. Separately, everything we sell and promote is something that is already good. A t-shirt, a book, a film, a water filter, a storable food, a supplement. Everything we sell funds the truth and is high quality for you. And we are just nip and tuck with the funding we need. That's how God keeps us hungry. Like the widow's mite, we get just what we need each time. But I've got a lot of new projects I want to do and a lot of big enemy attacks going on. And I can tell you, InfoWars expands or InfoWars shuts down in the next 6 months. So I need you to go now to InfoWarsStore.com, where two of our best-selling products have been sold out for a long time, and get them. One of them is Brain Force Ultra. Ladies and gentlemen, look at this big old bottle of this. Just 2 or 3 drops of this gives you quick, within 15, 20 minutes energy, and then it dissipates within 2 hours. That's the experience I have. Other people tell me similar things. Some folks longer, sometimes less, but very clean, nootropic, energy like you've never had it. Our Brain Force Plus is a good 5-6 hour clean brain pill, nootropic. We've got Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy. It's like raging Cajun, you know, next level. This is really quick, fast, clean energy with no letdown. Extremely psychoactive in my view. We're very, very proud of it. It is 50% off back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And Winter Sun, highest quality organic D3, taken out of the tongue so you can absorb it for children, adults, old folks, but especially older people and folks with brown skin. You don't absorb as much of the vitamin from the sun as you need. So that's available, 50% off. It has high quality organic vitamin K with it to help absorption into your immune system as well. It's $19.95. It's 50% off. Even though we're going to sell out before we get more back in, I'm still offering at a very low price because you need to get it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. So thank you all for your support and keep us on air. Those products are back in stock. Paul Watson takes over.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, great reset combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Bandai video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
Worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live, everyone, on this new edition of the Summit News Hour, 17th February 2022. Got huge news coming up on Russia with Blinken coming out and having a Colin Powell movement or moment. Of course, the Associated Press came out a few days ago. Well, last week, in fact, and said that the U.S. State Department was having an Alex Jones moment by saying that Russia was preparing a false flag with crisis actors. Now Blinken's come out in front of the U.N., gave a speech and accused Russia of planning a chemical attack as a pretext to invade Ukraine. Where have we heard that before? In every single instance that the deep state is trying to justify its own involvement in another theater of war. Also going to get into the latest with the Canadian truckers. Of course, the media has hysterically exploited the hack, the doxing of Give, Send, Go donors, which happened on Sunday evening, to try and pursue, harass, intimidate, bully out people, ordinary people, choosing to give their hard-earned income to political causes that they support. God forbid they would do that. Name them, shame them. That's not journalism, that's harassment, that's intimidation, that is exploitation of doxing. We're going to get into more information about that. First, though, I want to start with the 100% safe and effective COVID vaccine, because we have an update on the comedian who collapsed on stage after bragging about taking a booster shot, tried to make a joke about it, literally 10 seconds later was face planted on the floor. Headline out of Summit News, comedian who collapsed on stage after bragging about booster says she won't be getting the fourth shot. I'm sorry, but you have to laugh. She's perfectly fine. She ended up coming to no harm for now, so you have to laugh. This was absolutely incredible. Heather McDonald did a show in Tempe, Arizona earlier this month. She said, and you've probably all seen the clip by now, I'm vaxxed, double vaxxed, boosted, flu shot and shingle shot. Haven't gotten COVID and Jesus loves me the most. Literally 10 seconds later, slam, she was face first on the floor. Well, now there's been an update to this because she went on Dr. Drew's podcast, who, to be fair to him, Dr. Drew's been pretty based on some of their issues. But she revealed that she had taken two doses of the Pfizer vaccine, but had a Moderna booster shot 3 weeks previously to her incredible face-planting collapse on stage. Dr. Drew pointed out that the most common time period for adverse reactions to occur from the 100% safe and effective, according to fact-checkers, booster was, quote, 2 to 3 weeks after taking the booster shot. And that one of the side effects was fainting. Drew also asked McDonald if she was aware of any, quote, evidence of myocarditis, and proving her complete ignorance, which is probably why she took the third booster shot, McDonald said she'd never heard anything about myocarditis. A lot of Premier League footballers and others across Europe certainly have heard about it now after multiple coincidental, according to the experts, collapses of soccer players minutes into games, some of whom have tragically died at the peak of physical health and physical conditioning. Again, just a coincidence. So McDonald didn't express any dreaded anti-vax views, but she did say the collapse had made her reconsider getting jabbed again. Quote, I mean, you know, what can I do now? I don't think I'm going to get the fourth booster shot, though. I will say that, she said, I think I'm done. Meanwhile, the Glasgow Times reports COVID data will not be published over concerns it's misrepresented by anti-vaxxers. Move along, nothing to see here. Public Health Scotland, that's the official public health body over the Scottish government, will stop publishing data on COVID deaths and hospitalisations by vaccination status over concerns it's misrepresented by anti-vax campaigners. Now, you would think, if, as the narrative goes, the people who are unvaccinated are more likely to die from COVID or more likely to need serious treatment, ventilation treatment in hospitals from COVID, if they haven't taken the vaccine, you would think Scotland's public health body would be more keen to make those statistics, those figures, as public as humanly possible. But no, they've gone the exact opposite way. The Public Health Watchdog announced the change in policy in its most recent COVID statistical report, saying the frequency and content of the data would be reviewed. Now they're literally trying to hide the information from the public. Says PHS officials say significant concerns about the data being misused deliberately by anti-vaccination campaigners is behind the move. The report published on Wednesday will be the last weekly publication to include the data on infection rates among the vaccinated and unvaccinated. It also includes hospitalization and death rates broken down by the number of doses received. So they're literally trying to sweep under the carpet the number of people in hospitals in Scotland who are dying from COVID based on whether they're vaccinated or unvaccinated. Again, you would think they'd be singing it from the rooftops if it backed up their narrative that the unvaccinated in far greater numbers would be dying from COVID, but they're not. They've gone the exact opposite way and said they're not going to publish the data at all. Interesting, that, isn't it? Meanwhile, in Austria, which, by the way, it looks like they're going to drop this mandatory vaccination policy next month at some point. Of course, in England, we have the NHS mandate for NHS nurses to get vaccinated. The government has backpedaled, backtracked on that and dropped it. Looks like a similar thing is going to be happening in Austria. And in fact, the people that they hired, the government, to, quote, hunt down vaccine refuseniks won't be needed for very much longer. Turns out, according to studies, forced vaccination policy in Austria has no impact on jab uptake. Austria's best-selling newspaper says the government's introduction of a mandatory vaccination policy has had no discernible impact on jab uptake in the nation's capital, and could have even caused a drop-off, yes. It only caused the backlash, the rebellion, to be fueled to an even greater degree. Since the compulsory jab mandate came into force on February 5th, Kronen Zeitung, that's the big newspaper in Austria, reports that the law actually caused a reduction in the number of people being vaccinated. Newspaper reported, quote, there's no mandatory vaccination effect, and if there is, then rather in the other direction. So the day after they introduced the vaccine mandate in Austria, they found that fewer people than the day before actually decided to get vaccinated. Doesn't work. Their intimidation, their threats did not work, and now they're having to drop the mandate. Good news. Meanwhile, Levi brand president says she was offered $1 million to shut up about being fired over criticizing COVID restrictions. This is Levi former brand president Jennifer Say, who is a former gymnast, who made the assertion in an article posted on Barry Weiss's Substack, where she was indeed fired by Levi's after a targeted mob campaign because, God forbid, She dared to suggest that children wearing masks and forcing them to miss school would have an impact on their education and, as we've seen with speech therapists, their cognitive development. 364% increase in children displaying symptoms of autism and problems with cognitive development as it relates to speech because of adults wearing masks. They learn how to develop language by lip reading, by watching and hearing people talk. When you take that away from babies and toddlers, their emotional, their cognitive development gets stunted, which is why it's still an absolute disgrace. I still see parents today in the park pushing prams with babies. They're both wearing masks outside. There's never even been a law in England that you had to wear a mask outside. They removed all the restrictions for wearing them inside weeks ago. Why in the blue hell are these religious nut jobs, which is what it is at this point, and it's an extremist religion with their little trinkets, their little sacrifice, their little devotion to it. Why are they still wearing masks? Some of them even make their babies and children wear masks. It's causing massive damage.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, February 16th, yesterday, of course, saw the despicable Russian invasion of Ukraine. 200,000 troops pouring into the country, missiles raining down, as we were told by U.S. intelligence officials, as we were told by the mainstream media would happen at the end of last week. No, that didn't actually happen. Nothing happened, and now they've started to remove the troops from the border. Let's start off with this short video I made yesterday, and then I'll go on to talk about the latest developments today. This is, "But the regime promised me a war." Here's the clip. Well, here we are, February 16th, Russian invasion day. Russia set to invade Ukraine at 1 a.m. tomorrow with massive missile blitz and 200,000 troops. That didn't age well, did it? Neither did this from Friday. Russia will start a physical assault on Ukraine as soon as February 16th, multiple U.S. officials confirmed to Politico. What actually happened? Russia started withdrawing troops and weaponry from the Ukrainian border after their exercises in Belarus ended. Moscow announced that all their troops currently stationed near Ukraine would return to their normal positions within 4 weeks. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky awkwardly said his declaration of a public holiday to mark the Russian invasion that never happened had been a joke. And now top Zelensky ally David Arakamiya says there's a 99.9% chance that absolutely nothing will happen. The Russian Foreign Ministry has called on Western media outlets to publish a full list of dates on which Russia will invade Ukraine for the year ahead, so Russian diplomats can schedule their vacations accordingly. This is not satire. They did this. But the legacy media promised me a war. The same legacy media that constantly whines about misinformation and fact-checking will now have to fact-check itself. Or maybe not. It's okay when we do it. So Russia has been saying for weeks that the US and NATO's insistence that they were going to invade Ukraine in mid-February was alarmist hysteria and baseless propaganda. We passed mid-February, and nothing happens. So are we to conclude that Russia was correct? How dare you, that's Russian propaganda! Anyone who doesn't amplify breathless regime media propaganda about how Russia's definitely going to invade any day now, promise. Anyone who isn't maniacally twitching with glee about the imminent prospect of another catastrophic war must be a Russian agent, right? Low bar these days, isn't it? Pretty low bar. And that's not even a joke, by the way. The AP came out a couple of days ago quoting US intelligence officials who have proven so spectacularly wrong time and time again, and said that Zero Hedge was Russian propaganda because they, God forbid, showcased, posted articles by people who didn't completely 100% agree with the NATO propaganda line, and said that, no, there's not going to be any invasion of Ukraine, and there wasn't. But don't worry, because Biden has come out today, this is out of RT, and said, in the next few days, just wait, it's going to happen. Russia will invade Ukraine in the next several days. You can believe them this time, says Joe Biden. He told reporters Thursday, Russia is prepared to go into Ukraine, attack Ukraine. The risk is very high. There's every indication we have, every indication they had at the end of last week, proven completely incorrect. So now Blinken, the Secretary of State, has gone in front of the UN and had a Colin Powell movement headline out of Zero Hedge, the Russian propaganda outfit. Blinken lays out Russian false flag chemical attack claims in dramatic UN Security Council speech. The same false flag chemical attack, presumably, that the Obama administration talked about happening in Syria back all those years ago, that turned out to be actually a false flag carried out by the Obama administration-backed Syrian rebels. They're playing that propaganda card once again. Blinken went in front of the UN and basically had a Colin Powell movement, a moment, surprised he didn't hold up a vial of water, and said, I'm here today not to start a war, but to prevent one, because they really don't want a war.
They just talk about one happening every single day, and it never happens, but they don't want a war. He's talking about Russia carrying out terrorist bombings inside Russia, again, using crisis actors, false flags, because the U.S. deep state would never do that, would they? Discovery of fake mass graves. They were talking about even an attack on an orphan facility, similar to the whole Saddam Hussein line, you know, throwing babies out of incubators in Kuwait, which again was another completely contrived false flag by the U.S. deep state. So they know of where they speak because they've done the exact same thing. So Blinken's been humiliated once again. Even the Czech president has come out and said Russia would be, quote, crazy to start a war with Ukraine. This is Miloš Zeman, who says Russia would be crazy to start a war with Ukraine. And he's compared the constant false claims that they are about to attack to the embarrassments of failing to find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and the Taliban takeover of Kabul, which, of course, the Biden administration said would never happen. He said, quote, as for the U.S. intelligence services, this is their third embarrassment. The first was in Iraq, where no weapons of mass destruction were found. The second was in Afghanistan, when they claimed Taliban would never conquer Kabul. Well, the third is now. But again, Biden says it's about to happen tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. You can trust them now. They've got a stellar record, right? An absolute stellar record. Even one of the Ukrainian president's top allies has come out today and said Western media reports of Russian attack were, quote, obviously fake news. And he's come out and said that this actually harms Ukraine because it massively negatively impacts their economy to the tune of $3 billion a day. This is David Arakamiya, the head of the Servant of the People faction in Kiev's parliament, who said that the crisis would be all over in a matter of weeks. And that U.S. media propaganda, namely CNN and the Wall Street Journal, was just as bad as Russian propaganda. He said, quote, I think that when the phase is over in the 2 or 3 weeks, we should make a retrospective analysis of how a large, well-known media began to spread information worse than the allies of Vladimir Putin. He said, quote, obviously fake news in CNN, Bloomberg, Wall Street Journal. We have to study this because it's part of a hybrid war. He went on to blame legacy media, quote, fake news for negatively impacting the Ukrainian economy, saying that the invasion rumors, the fake invasion rumors, are costing the country up to $3 billion a month. Meanwhile, the Russian officials in the Kremlin are openly now mocking Western intelligence agencies. Remember, we had the Politico report on Sunday. It's definitely going to happen. It's going to happen on the 16th, yesterday. Now they're mocking them with memes after the establishment media hyped up and predicted a Russian invasion of Ukraine for this past Wednesday that didn't happen. The Russian government took to Twitter to mock them. Russia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs tweeted comments made by spokeswoman Maria Zakharyan, who said, quote, today we mark another day of the start of war with Ukraine, which did not happen again. To the Western media outlets regret, no matter how hard they whip up the hysteria. And they posted an image of tumbleweeds, basically saying that nothing's going to happen. Nothing is happening. The fact that they keep insisting that it's going to happen, there's going to be a false flag, there's going to be a Russian incursion, there's going to be a Russian invasion, being proven wrong time and time again. So now you've got the Czech president coming out and saying the same thing, that this is only causing a further discrediting of the U.S. deep state, of NATO officials. And now you've got Ukrainian president's own ally coming out and saying that this is not only complete BS, fake news, that it's actually harming the Ukrainian economy, harming their national confidence, because their own population has started to believe that this invasion is imminent when it is not going to happen. It's not in Putin's interest to do it, at least right now. Summit.news will be back.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of it in the ocean is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off. at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it. Because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen. And it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock. 50% off for limited time.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic an insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Summit News Hour. We're going to go to this video now because we have the continuation of the valiant, courageous Freedom Convoy protest against the Trudeau regime as the government of Canada continues to demonize, smear, and monster those brave demonstrators as literal violent extremists and terrorists. Of course, we have the give, send, go hack attack and doxing of the 90,000 donors to the Freedom Convoy protesters occur on Sunday. And then the mainstream media, CBC, Washington Post, and others immediately exploited, seized upon that, weaponized it to harass and intimidate the people who donated. I mean, God forbid people donate their hard-earned income to political causes that they support. We can't have that, can we? So let's go to this video, the mob and the media, and then I'll come back and talk about the latest developments. Here it is. The media-hyped hacking of Give, Send, Go and the doxing of Canadians who supported the trucker convoy protest is now causing real-world harm. Threats closed Stella Luna Gelato Cafe after owner's name appears in Give, Send, Go data leak. After Tammy Giuliani's name was docked, vile leftist thugs threatened to ransack her business and violently attack anyone who worked there. We got a call from the team saying we're getting phone calls here, Giuliani said. I said, what's going on? And they said, they're demanding to throw bricks through our window. They're threatening to come and get us. We said, lock the door and we'll find out what's going on. Note how the Ottawa Citizen frames the cafe owner as being in the wrong, not the cretins who threatened to smash up her business. Tammy Giuliani says she now regrets making a $250 donation. Oh, God forbid ordinary working people should be allowed to express their political proclivities via their hard-earned income. Journalists are a weapon used by the powerful to keep the average person in a constant state of terror. Any act of decency or valor can make you a target. Let's not forget that this hack was facilitated by media-driven hate-mongering directed towards the protesters. The demonization, monstering, and dehumanization of them as racists, homophobes, and extremists. Absurdly claiming with no evidence whatsoever that they were being controlled by Russia. Then given the veneer of approval by the Trudeau regime, carte blanche announcing that they had unacceptable opinions. This same narrative was then amplified again by the media after the hacked details of the donors were made public. Here again we see the axis of evil. State-directed discrimination and oppression bolstered by the media and then inflicted on good people by the foot soldiers of the mob. Real-world harm crafted by government, greenlit by the media, and then weaponized by the mobs of social media. The very thing they accuse the Freedom Convoy of doing. Hate-mongering, intolerance, violence. They're doing to the Freedom Convoy. And again, without the media's feverish campaign of hate and violence, none of this would be happening. And you wonder why people don't trust you. You wonder why ordinary working-class people despise you. When this is what you do to them, will you ever have the mental capacity for a single moment of self-reflection? Now, of course, this hack has been claimed the responsibility, the credit has been taken by an individual named Aubrey Cottle, this infamous anonymous hacker who obviously is so independent, liberal and courageous, he sides with every regime missive imaginable. Via TikTok, you've probably seen the video by now, it's there up on screen, literally radiating demonic evil energy, the kind of behaviorisms, mannerisms, and tics that you would expect in somebody who is completely insane, a psychiatric patient. He's free on TikTok to openly admit that he's a, quote, cyber terrorist as he gleefully celebrates committing this crime. And he's literally got about a dozen videos on TikTok in which he's saying, I'm a cyber terrorist, I'm committing crimes, and it's great. Any action taken against him by TikTok? Not the last time I checked. This is a social media network, TikTok, that bans the mildest political commentary. And yet this guy is free to brag and boast about his evil demonic crimes, which he obviously really enjoys, gets demonic energy from, on TikTok. The most censored social media network in existence, and they do absolutely nothing about it. Now, of course, last night we had Ilhan Omar. Ilhan Omar based? She actually came out and blasted journalists for exploiting doxing of Freedom Convoy supporters. Came out with a tweet, and that was in response to the article I mentioned there in this video by the Ottawa Citizen, where they basically went to this cafe owner and said, yeah, it may not be very nice that you're getting violent threats and threats from Antifa members to throw bricks at your windows, ransack and smash up your business. That may not be very nice, but aren't you regretful? Aren't you the bad person for donating $250 to the Canadian truckers? They made her out in the story like she was the immoral actor in the whole situation. Absolutely incredible. And then another Ottawa Citizen journalist, by the way, journalism isn't intimidating ordinary working class people who send $250 to a protest movement. Why not ask some actual questions of people in power? That's what journalism used to be. Washington Post today doing the exact same thing. So this Ottawa citizen editor retweets or quote tweets her colleague at the Ottawa Citizen to try and push this report, which celebrates basically the doxing of this cafe owner. Ilhan Omar responds, quote, "I fail to see why any journalist felt the need to report on a shop owner making such an insignificant donation rather than to get them harassed. It's unconscionable, and journalists need to do better." So it's like that meme of, you know, the worst person in the world you agree with. But props to Ilhan Omar, she actually came out with a respectable, reason-based comment. But now today, Canada's Justice Minister says Trump supporters should worry about having their bank accounts frozen. Is this Trump supporters in the United States? Is the Canadian government going to have the power to reach out to banks in America and get accounts of customers in America cancelled? Well, they're all part of the same system, so why not? Canada's Justice Minister, David Lametti, says Trump supporters who donated money to the Canadian Freedom Convoy, those dangerous extremists, should be worried about having their bank accounts frozen. He made the obscene comment during an interview with CTV. He said, quote, responding to a reporter who said, "You just compared people who may have donated this to the same people who maybe are funding a terrorist." By the way, this is all with the background of course, massive, unruly, fiery, violent protests by Black Lives Matter activists over the past 2 years. An actual extremist violent organization that has carried out assassinations by its most vehement members, that has carried out attempted bombings of police stations in Ferguson, whose member, as I'm going to get onto in the next segment, prominent activist promoted, platformed by the mainstream media, literally tried to assassinate a mayoral candidate in Kentucky. Yeah, that organization that the media has uplifted, venerated for the past 2 years, it's okay to donate to them. And in fact, it's okay to donate bail money to bail out literal attempted murderers, as I'm going to get onto. That's all fine. But if you give $20 to the Freedom Convoy truckers in Canada, well, you're a bad person. Maybe you're a terrorist, and maybe your bank account should be frozen too. Absolutely despicable. And then there's another tweet today by this individual from a, I think it was a local newspaper in Utah. Indeed, it was the Salt Lake Tribune. He said on Twitter, "I've been reaching out to people from Utah who appeared on the leaked Canadian trucker donation data." Again, exploiting a criminal hack deliberately designed to expose people for completely legal, completely normal political donations, exploiting a literal crime, which is what the mainstream media and what these journalists are doing. He said, "I've been reaching out to people from Utah who appeared on the leaked Canadian trucker donation data. Hoo boy, some of the replies have been aggressive, to put it mildly." What do you expect? That's not journalism. Trying to expose, intimidate, dox ordinary people. Joe in Utah for giving $20 to a protest movement that he supports in Canada. What reaction do you expect? Absolutely despicable, once again, from the mainstream media.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk.
Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
So again, the legacy media, the deep state, the regime relentlessly promoted the Black Lives Matter movement, particularly over the past couple of years, lied to the public, said they engaged in fiery but mostly peaceful protests as they were literally gunning down Trump supporters on the streets of Portland. Of course, what was it, $2 billion in damage, the most devastating riots ever seen in America. Those people are venerated, they're lifted up. If you donate to them, you're a hero. You're the best virtue signaler on the planet. Nothing happens to you. They bail out literal criminals, literal attempted murderers. That's all fine. And we have another example of that today in Kentucky. Headline, Black Lives Matter media darling who allegedly shot politician, and they found him with the gun and the magazines and the mayoral candidate says it was him, so we say allegedly, but it seems pretty locked tight. Black Lives Matter media darling who allegedly shot politician campaigned against gun violence. Oh, the irony. Black Lives Matter activist Quintez Brown, who previously enjoyed a prominent platform thanks to legacy media outlets, allegedly attempted to shoot dead a politician after campaigning against gun violence. This was a guy who was given such a prominent platform, even in the UK by the BBC. Guido Fawkes called him their, quote, go-to US Black Lives Matter activist. This guy was named as a rising face by Barack Obama's foundation in 2019, and previously featured as a venerated BLM speaker on numerous mainstream media news outlets. He was indeed one of their own, a creature of that establishment. He was also an ardent gun control campaigner who repeatedly spoke out against gun violence. And in fact, Defiant Els, which was banned by Twitter a couple of days ago for merely posting other people's tweets and exposing their hypocrisy, thankfully they were back on Twitter yesterday, pointed out that Quintez Brown himself wrote an article for the Courier Journal headlined, "Kentucky's Concealed Carry Law Shows Your Life Doesn't Matter to Gun-Loving Republicans." And that's followed up with an article from the same newspaper headlined, "Activist Quintez Brown Named an Attempted Shooting of Louisville Mayor Candidate Greenberg." This brave anti-gun violence campaigner, who allegedly went on to try and shoot his political rival, also tweeted, quote, "Gun violence reveals the interconnected nature of our reality. What affects one directly affects all indirectly, especially in our segregated conditions." Brown's attorney, Rob Eggert, has attempted to pin the blame for the alleged shooting on the suspect's, you guessed it, mental health issues. And police say there is no known motive, despite the fact that the activist was standing as an independent candidate for election to the Louisville Council in District 5 of the city. Greenberg, the mayoral candidate who he tried to presumably, allegedly assassinate, said, quote, "We asked if we could help him and he pulled out a gun. This is the brave anti-gun violence campaigner. Aimed it directly at me and opened fire. I was fortunate that one of my brave teammates slammed the door shut. They were able to throw some desks on top of the door and the suspect fled." He said, "Despite one bullet coming so close that it grazed my sweater and my shirt, no one was physically harmed." So he fled the scene, and they later found this brave anti-gun violence campaigner with a 9mm and a bunch of bullets. So it seems like he may have been involved. And then, of course, you had this video where the local Louisville bailout fund for violent Black Lives Matter people and Antifa posted a check for $100,000 to bail out this suspected attempted murderer. Again, because Black Lives Matter is so peaceful, they only engage in mostly peaceful, somewhat fiery, but mostly peaceful demonstrations. They don't cause $2 billion worth of damage. They don't attempt to bomb police stations. They weren't literally founded by people who said their inspiration for founding Black Lives Matter was Assata Shakur, a convicted cop-killing domestic terrorist who is still in exile on the run. None of that's real. They're a peaceful, liberal organization. Let's go to this video now, because we have the Super Bowl back last weekend. There was a lot of contrived diversity during the Super Bowl ads, and now it's become so extreme that even Redditors are finding the forced TV diversity a little bit weird, a little bit too much. Here's the clip. When even members of Reddit are expressing surprise at the contrived level of diversity on television, you know something's up. Yeah, the left-wing dumpster fire with an appetite for censorship that dwarfs that of many autocratic countries is on fire with discussion of the dodgy demographics that were on display during the Super Bowl commercials. A Reddit user recorded the race of all 433 actors who featured in the 2022 Super Bowl ads. Whites and Hispanics were underrepresented compared to their population percentage, while black people were overrepresented by about 3-1. The black population, according to the 2020 US Census, is around 12.1%, and yet they featured in nearly 40% of Super Bowl commercials. So who cares about what race people in the Super Bowl commercials were? Well, apparently, judging by the responses to this thread, a lot of Redditors care, the vast majority of whom are certainly not right-wing. Also, interracial couples seem to be overrepresented compared to their prevalence in the population, which would be more defensible if it were actually consistent about promoting dating diversity, instead of being weirdly selective about only showing black male white female and white male Asian female couples as the only two acceptable combinations. OMG, but they want max diversity, and we're somehow supposed to ignore the fact that a white dad and a black mom gave birth to an Asian girl and an Arabic boy. In the UK, I'd estimate that 75% of commercials feature interracial couples, whereas the amount of mixed race couples in real life is probably about 15%. I don't know why they do this, but it's very noticeable since the BLM movement got big. It's very strange for people that live in areas like Wales and Scotland that are around 95% white to see that every advert on TV exclusively has people of colour only. Do the marketing people know there is an entire country outside of London? Feels like it's got to the point of parody now. The UK is 87% white British, something like 7% Asian British. I believe the black population is like 3% or something. It's therefore amazing how prominent they are in adverts and so on. Companies are now staffed to the gills with diversity and inclusion officers, and the true meaning of diversity is no white people. We're not included. It's somewhat odd that given the black population of America isn't expanding at all. So it's not even like it's a prescriptive form of social engineering. Mixed race relationships are also still quite rare. But if you only took your information from TV commercials, you'd think half the population was in one. But by significantly reducing the presence of the dreaded whiteness on television and in the culture generally, wokeism can realize its CRT agenda of disempowering white people by subtly convincing them that their presence isn't welcome and that their whiteness is something to be ashamed of. And when even Redditors have started to twig that something very bizarre is going on, chances are that something pretty bizarre is going on. Now let's continue on that theme, because there's actually a couple of good news stories here at the tail end of the show. This is out of Remix. UK woke teachers banned from promoting BLM and left-wing political bias in education crackdown. Now, according to the 1996 Education Act, in the UK, teachers aren't supposed to promote any political viewpoint. But now they've been specifically banned from promoting the agenda of the Black Lives Matter movement. Yes, this is an actual rebellion against CRT in the UK, and have been warned not to push left-wing political bias about the British Empire and historical figures onto children without providing full historical context. So they have to take what British political figures like Winston Churchill are best known for, their actual positive traits, and teach that primarily to children without none of this woke CRT crap that, oh, but Winston Churchill was a racist because of comments he made 150 years ago. Under the new guidance handed down, teachers will not be permitted to teach children one-sided accounts of British historical figures. That is good news. Also, woke psychodrama causing harmful division in Western societies. That is the UK Conservative Party co-chairman Oliver Dowden speaking out against that. Then we have this. How low can it go? CNN records worst ratings in 8 years. They continue to plummet and wonder why no one trusts them as they again become involved in the doxing and outing of people who donate to the Canadian truckers. CNN hit a new low last week, failing to average 500,000 viewers in a day, meaning the network registered its lowest ratings in the past 8 years. Even in prime time, CNN couldn't top 500,000 viewers, averaging just 491,000. They managed to scrape 444,000 total day viewers, a level not seen since 2015. They're collapsing, they're striking out, they're becoming even more desperate to portray the half of the American population as dangerous extremists. The DHS is coming out and saying that alternative narratives are a terrorist threat. The establishment is in a blind panic, and it's fantastic to see. War Room is next. Summit.news, don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.